What's up there, good peoples? Cameron Northley, Century 21, All Points Realty. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to hear what I've got to say. As always, make sure that if you are not subscribed to the podcast, hit that subscribe button. If you are listening to this on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or any other podcasting platform, make sure you hit that subscribe button. That way you get notified whenever I post a new episode. So today we are talking about what is going on in the real estate market. As promised, on the first Wednesday of every month, we're going to be doing a market review, and I'll be going over what is going on, what has happened in the local real estate market, along with news and updates of what is going on in the real estate market. So that's what we're talking about today. However, today we are being visited by Tropical Storm Isaias, and Isaias is trying to stop Cameron from being great. I think she's hating on me, and I don't know why. But anyway, the winds are strong, and my power goes in and out and in and out. My internet goes in and out and in and out. So consequently, I don't have the stats in front of me today. So we are talking about the market, but unfortunately, I don't have the stats. I will be doing a YouTube video soon, whereas I will show the stats and all that good stuff. But as of today, looks like it's not going to get done. But we are talking about the market, and I'll let you know what's going on, my experiences, and so on and so forth. So if you are currently in the market, be prepared to face frustration. Houses are going so fast, and buyers easily get frustrated with the market because a lot of times they're putting offers on properties and they're not being accepted, even though they're offering full price, right? So if you are currently in the market, please, whether you're working with me or any other real estate agent, understand that you must be patient. You gotta be patient. There are a lot of buyers out there and not enough properties to go around. I really wish that I had the stats right in front of me, but I did look at them a few days ago, and I believe that New Haven, just the city of New Haven, was up 9%. The sales prices were up about 9% from last year, the same time. I think Waterbury was up like 7% or something like that. So properties are selling, they're selling fast. Like I said, you've got to be patient and be sure that you do not overpay. It's very, very easy to get emotional and end up overpaying for a property, but that's something that you cannot do. If you do, you'll find yourself in hot water going forward at some point down the line. Do not overpay for a property. Also, with that said, gone are the days whereas the seller could be asking for $250,000 and you say, you know what, we're just going to offer $235,000 or $240,000 or even $245,000 for that matter. If you don't have a good reason to offer below asking price and you actually want the property and the property is worth the amount that they're asking, offer full price. That's just the market that we're in. That does not mean that you're overpaying. It doesn't mean that you don't know how to negotiate or anything like that. You did not lose if you buy the property at the asking price. That's something that I'm telling all of my buyers right now. If you want a property and if that property is worth the asking price, offer the asking price. And in some cases, it is okay to offer above the asking price. Understand that many times what agents will do is they will list a property that they know is worth $250,000 or whatever the value of the property is, and they will list it for well below the value of the property. This is to kind of drum up business and drum up interest in the property and induce a bidding war. Okay, so just understand this tactic, this strategy that sometimes people utilize in the market. So it is okay. It is okay to sometimes offer above asking price if you or your agent feel that this may be a tactic that the listing agent or the seller is playing, and everyone knows that it's listed at below market value. Again, sometimes it's just a ploy to kind of drum up business and kind of get a bidding war going. So again, with that said, it's important to know the comps, know the area, or your agent should know the comps and know the area so that you don't overpay for a property. Because what's the purpose of starting a bidding war? Well, it's to get people to start bidding on the property and making their highest and best offer on that particular property so that the seller can get the top dollar for the property. But again, you want to be careful that you're not overpaying. If you're using a real estate agent, make sure that your real estate agent checks the local comps in the area so that you know how much the house is worth and so you know you're not overpaying for it. If you're not working with a real estate agent and you're buying off-market properties, do your due diligence. Make sure that you're checking the local comps to make sure that you are not overpaying, because a lot of people are overpaying for these properties today. And keep this in mind, when you're using bank financing, the bank will send out an appraiser to appraise the property to make sure that they are not making a bad investment. So if you offer $250,000 on a property and the appraisal comes back at $225,000, you're overpaying for the property, all right? And this does happen. Many times the appraisal might come back at $225,000, but the buyer has, you know, an extra $25,000 in the bank or whatever the case may be. So they're willing to come out of pocket for more and put that money on the property. Again, don't overpay for properties. We are definitely in a shortage of properties, but there's not many cases. Whereas in my opinion, it's okay to overpay for a property. Just be patient. The right property will come. You'll get an offer accepted and you won't have that dreaded buyer's remorse. All right. So that is what is going on in the local market. To sum it up, the market is hot. It's crazy out there. Properties are going fast. If you want a property, if you like the property, if the property works for you, make an offer, make it fast, make it strong. If you don't, someone else will, but don't overpay. All right. So that's what's going on in the market. Let's check out what's going on in the news, real estate news here in Connecticut. So if you guys follow me on my Facebook page, then you'll know that a while ago I was talking about the New Yorkers moving in droves from New York to Connecticut, right? But with that said, the state of Connecticut has still had a decrease in population for the last 6 years in a row. But if you are moving out of the state of Connecticut and you are selling a property for over $800,000, then you'll want to hear this. So yes, we're in a great market. It's a seller's market. But just as you get paid to sell your $800,000 house, you will be paying a little bit more. As of July 1st of this year, there was a new tax in the state of Connecticut. Surprise, surprise. So this is what's happening. The seller of a residential property pays a state conveyance tax of 0.75% on a home's value up to $800,000. All right. So to break that down, it's a tax of 0.75% on the first $800,000 in value, a tax of 1.25% on the next $1.7 million in value, and a tax of 2.25% on the last $1.5 million in value. So if you fall in that that category and you're selling a property in that range, you now have the mansion tax, and you might want to check with your CPA to even see if it makes sense for you to sell or what the best course of action might be for you. All right. So also, the governor announced that there is a comprehensive plan to put forth $33 million in state and federal resources to work, providing emergency assistance to renters, homeowners, and residential landlords that have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. I will have links to these resources on my on the show notes of this podcast. Just go to my website, www.cameronnorfleet.com/podcast, and you can get the these links if you want more information on this. But in short, there is a $10 million residential assistance program for Connecticut residents that were impacted by COVID-19. This is administered through the Department of Housing, which will provide payments to landlords on behalf of approved tenants with a priority on lower income households who have been denied unemployment insurance. It's $5 million for eviction protection to help renters who were in the process of eviction before the declaration of the COVID-19 pandemic. There's $10 million to provide mortgage relief to homeowners who have suffered impacts from COVID-19 and whose mortgages are not federally insured. There's $4 million in rapid housing funds to help people pay costs like security deposits and initial rent. There's a $2.5 million rental assistance program for those who are ineligible for emergency assistance through the Federal CARES Act, including those who are undocumented. There is $1.8 million in funding for reentry and rehousing assistance for people exiting incarceration. And the residential eviction moratorium has been extended to August 25th. All right. All housing assistance programs administered through the state and through CHAFA will include housing counseling to help renters and homeowners problem solve and develop plans to pay housing costs going forward. In addition to this assistance through the state, large Connecticut cities received $10 million under the CARES Act emergency solution grants to prevent homelessness and support homeless populations. All right, so that is what is going on in the local real estate market. All right, again, I do apologize for not having the stats, you know, so we can kind of dig in a little bit deeper and I can give you more specifics on what's going on as far as the numbers are concerned, but it is what it is. Actually, as I was recording this podcast, I got a few texts from some tenants and also my wife letting me know about some damage that has taken place at some of the property, but it is what it is. That's being a landlord. So I'm about to go take care of that. As always, thank you for your time. Make it a great day.